down. You may stop us.
Hey everyone, it's been a while since my last podcast, so I wanted to touch base and share where it is that I'm at and what I've been up to. This latest project has been quite the journey, filled with extensive research. However, it's shaping up to be unlike anything that I've done before. And while I've made progress, the sheer volume of information is at times overwhelming. If I waited until it was done to release a podcast, it might not be until next year. So, speaking of years and kind of what's been happening, over the past few years, I've been on quite the journey as well, from figuring out this channel's vision of what it is I'm doing to launching a website, and most importantly, having some very insightful conversations with amazing people. Individuals like those from I Don't Speak German, Eric Dreitzer, Solidarity Collectives in Ukraine, the Syrian Cantina people, just amazing. And I've also gotten some gray facial hair along the way. This used to be brown when I started. Maybe it's the stuff I've been talking about. I don't know. But initially, speaking of weird content, I suppose, initially, the goal or my focus was on exploring the far right movement in the US, particularly the militia movement in the 1990s. And that's for many reasons. I saw a clear connection between that movement and the right wing resurgence in the United States around 2015, 2016. However, everything changed with the full scale invasion of Ukraine coupled with COVID. Despite not being Ukrainian myself, my academic background is in history and social science education. So, you know, that led me to work at a number of historical societies, one of them being a Ukrainian historical society, where I met and really became integrated with members of that community. This background equipped me to easily see the prevalence of misinformation on social media regarding the topic, as well as other topics like those involving health. So-called thought leaders were simply saying stuff that I knew was factually inaccurate. And it was disheartening to see so many on the collective left, let's say. I know that when I use the term left, it might be different. I haven't found a term. Maybe you can help me with it to talk about those left of center, but we'll figure that out. For now, we'll say the left, particularly in the Western world, blindly accepted these inaccuracies and narratives anyway. So this experience opened my eyes to the complexities within both the left and right movements. It's, again, been a bit overwhelming, to be honest. And, you know, that sentiment of being overwhelmed is something that I've heard along with sentiments of disillusionment from listeners who have reached out to me, whether it's in comments on YouTube videos or direct messages or email. People are feeling alienated and frustrated as their spaces have been transformed into something that they consider to be unrecognizable or different from the past. And I've also come to realize that this transformation isn't solely due to opportunists or infiltrators or people seeking to capitalize on existing protests or just to simply grift for money. Early on, I had a discussion with Daphne Lawless, who wrote a series of articles on the Red-Brown Alliance for Fight Back. And I feel like I asked her the same question like 10 different ways. And it really boiled down to what the hell's going on, just in general. But also, you know, maybe more particularly with the left or the collective left, I guess. And I don't know if we answered that, but, you know, one concept that she emphasized that resonated with me was that of internationalism. And it's a key aspect to my current thought process and project. So I aim to explore what internationalism could signify in the future and just what that means to the left today. Many of my videos have been research-driven, if you haven't noticed. Presenting fairly comprehensive scenarios to challenge prevailing narratives not so much in mainstream media, but in alternative media and social media. And by showcasing both sides of the story, the goal, the hope was to change some opinions by highlighting the importance of scrutinizing all media, no matter where it comes from, as rigorously as you would mainstream media. Oftentimes, both sides of the story really meant for me just the other side because things weren't presented in an honest and good faith manner. Oftentimes, things are just left out, and that's a lie by omission. So I think that there's use in that. However, research-driven content is informative. And this is just for me, speaking of what I do and what I've done to this point. To me, it's been a bit unfulfilling, and I feel like it falls short of providing tangible solutions, in quotes, or paths forward, maybe just analysis and discussion. I'm not aiming to be a philosophical thought leader. That's not what I do. Most of my opinions lean towards, utilitarianism and focusing on stuff like mutual aid and community work and very tangible things. I'm skeptical of abstract grand philosophical or political structures. But moving forward, I do hope to incorporate new ideas beyond just research into what it is I'm doing. And I welcome your input and suggestions in doing so. Kind of deviating from that, I have admittedly taken a short hiatus to engage in some non-abstract things. So mutual aid, volunteer work, doing things down on the southern border, groups that are engaging in harm reduction. And I think it's important to level out the abstract and get out there and actually do these things. So along with that, I've also began to re-engage or the process of re-engaging with some adjunct positions that were greatly reduced due to COVID. I got a new dog as a rescue, and I'll put a picture of him up too. So those are just kind of some backgrounds. But all that being said, I haven't stopped research along the way. I'm at the point now with research to where I realized what I was doing couldn't be done in the way that I had been doing things before, speaking in terms of methods. And I'm now trying to organize folders and subfolders of information on external hard drives. So that's quite honestly where I'm at. My current project on Israel and Palestine represents something like a culmination of past efforts. It's not about actually what's happening in Gaza or the West Bank per se. It's about how those events are interpreted, uncovering obscure histories, and analyzing what these things might mean moving forward. It's a nuanced and complex undertaking on many levels, organization, as I stated, being one. But, I've really been trying to delve into root causes behind the left and right's movements, current state of things. And while mainstream media has begun to shed light on some issues, like misinformation networks, for instance, that maybe they weren't when I first started this, there's a lack of understanding of the underlying reasons for why this stuff is happening. Or again, ideas or suggestions for paths forward, aside from just documenting and tracking what's happening. So I believe there's a crucial discussion to be had about global events and their implications that many have done well to document, but which require, in my opinion, some analysis and discussion around. And while I don't claim to have answers, period, I am eager to start a dialogue and conversation along with my ongoing research. So understanding the perspectives of the right, for instance, is one example. No matter how misguided or ridiculous, I do feel is essential for countering their ideas effectively as opposed to dismissing them or what have you. So I have a lot of different ideas, and I also have some concepts about how I can incorporate them into dialogue and conversation-driven podcasts moving forward. But that's where I'm at with the next project about Israel and Palestine. It's a blend of past methods and new approaches. And I'll continue to provide updates along the way. That being said, your ideas and suggestions are invaluable. So please keep them coming, whether it's in YouTube comments or direct messages or email. I don't really care about the algorithm or whatever. There's, no paywalls. That's not why I'm doing this. Just get in touch with me. I'm on Mastodon. I'm on Blue Sky. I'm on X. There's the website with the email on there, or just leave a message here. I am genuinely interested in engaging in that type of dialogue. There are some very intelligent people that watch this, and there are some people with life experiences that are insightful as well that watch this. And I would love to be able to glean information from you all and give my ideas I guess a chance as well, maybe some vetting to see what it is you all think. But regardless, thanks for your patience. There will be content coming up in the future. It might be content related to what it is that I'm doing in that moment with this project, or it might be a reflection on, a 20-minute section of one of those dozen or so 3-hour podcasts I've created in the past. There's a lot even within those that I want to expand upon, or I wanted to expand upon, but just given the nature and the length, it was getting ridiculous, and so I didn't. But I do see a place for looking back on some of those longer research-driven videos and saying, let's spend 20, 25 minutes on this one topic, that I just kind of discussed briefly or was providing as a bridge to build a narrative in order for you all to see the overarching themes that I was trying to reach. So regardless of what the next podcast will be, there'll be something out soon. And I will be checking my emails and socials. So wherever you're listening, and I know people are listening all over the world because I get those statistics from various platforms. So regardless of where you are or your background, send me some information. And what it is I'm looking for might become clearer in the following podcast as I discuss what exactly it is that I'm doing with this project. But knowing what it is that you know about videos in the past and from what I've said, I think that you all might have a good idea of where it is that I'm going with this. So I'll see you all next time.